You know, I really do believe I'm probably the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. No, wait, scratch that. He couldn't dodge bullets, poor guy. But in all seriousness, folks, on that terrible, terrible day when America nearly lost my beauty, if all that had been left of me was my ear, then my ear probably could have done a much better job at running this fair land of ours than liberal, dangerously liberal, Kamala Harris ever could.
Ever since I got back to the front benches of the Labour Party, I find that people are willing to forgive me for leading the party to glorious defeat. And what they're saying to me now is, we like the fact that you look like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit now, we like that, we think that's cool, but can we trust you to deliver a fairer and greener economy? And I have a very simple and cool answer to that. Hell yes.
These days, a lot of people like to hear about the lives of the rich and famous. And being rich and famous, I'm no exception. So my agent has asked me to make this social media video in order to boost my profile, whatever the f*** that is.
The other day, I went to Sainsbury's to buy myself a loaf of wholemeal bread because it was 2 whole pence cheaper than in Aldi. A young man came up to me and said, "I believe you rely too much on your calm voice and pleasant demeanor in your acting roles." So, very calmly and pleasantly, I punched that young man full in the face.
As your former Prime Minister, I must tell you that I'm sorry. Sorry for not knowing enough common people. Sorry for not knowing the price of a pint of milk. But most of all, I'm sorry for Liz Truss.
And now on Radio 4, comedian Paddy McGuinness shares the secret of his success in You Lucky Bastard.
Just talk slowly and loudly in a northern accent and people will think you're hilarious.